Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 12th, 2018. Welcome to day 662. Trump called for Florida to suspend its legally required recount and declare the Republican candidates for Senate and governor the winners of their respective races. Without evidence, Trump claimed that many ballots are missing or forged and said that an honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected. Must go with election night. In the governor's race, unofficial results show Ron DeSantis leading Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum by 0.41%, with Republican Governor Rick Scott leading the incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson by 0.14% in the Senate race. Florida's 67 counties are required to complete their recounts by Thursday. Without evidence, Rick Scott accused Bill Nelson of trying to commit fraud to win this election. State elections and law enforcement officials say there is no evidence to suggest Scott's allegations are true. Florida's Senate race is one of three statewide contests that are headed to an automatic recount after the unofficial deadline for counties to report results has passed. Trump properties, meanwhile, received at least $3.2 million during the midterms from campaigns and PACs. The Republican National Committee spent at least $1.2 million at Trump properties, while the Trump campaign has spent more than $950,000 at the properties since the start of 2017. Moving on, a year before Jamal Khashoggi was killed, Saudi intelligence officials who were close to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed using private companies to assassinate the enemies of the kingdom. Saudi officials have claimed that Khashoggi's death was a rogue killing ordered by an official who has since been fired. Turkish officials say Mohammed al-Ataibi, Saudi Arabia's consul general in Istanbul at the time, was an accessory to the killing of Khashoggi and has been established through his early denials and refusals to give investigators access to the consulate after Khashoggi's disappearance. Ataibi was not among the Saudis who were arrested or fired. North Korea, meanwhile, has continued its ballistic missile program at 16 hidden bases identified in new satellite images. The existence of the ballistic missile bases contradicts Trump's assertion that North Korea was no longer a nuclear threat following his June summit with the dictator Kim Jong-un. And finally, Michael Cohen and his criminal defense attorney Guy Petrillo met Robert Mueller's investigators. Cohen's meeting with Mueller's team is the latest in a series of sit-downs since pleading guilty in August to federal criminal charges, which include campaign contribution violations that related to payments to two women at Trump's behest. Cohen has participated in multiple interview sessions that totaled more than 40 hours with investigators from Mueller's office, as well as federal prosecutors in New York City. And in the polls, Axios says 61% of Democrats see Republicans as racist, bigoted, or sexist. 31% of Republicans say they view Democrats the same way. And now to the notables. One, Trump doesn't want to give any more federal relief funding to Puerto Rico because he thinks the island's government is using the relief money to pay off its debt. It is not. Two, Trump blamed California's wildfires on poor forest management, despite nearly 60% of California's forests being under federal management. Three, Democrats in the House have at least 85 different topics for potential subpoena and investigation, including Trump's taxes, his role in payments to two women who allege they had affairs with him, his family business, and this targeting of the press. Four, Trump blamed the stock market downturn on the prospect of presidential harassment by the Dems. And five, half of the Republicans who wrote the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act are no longer in Congress. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.